Hello, welcome back. This is Abraham Walker with Ask A Walker, your Northern Virginia real estate agent. And we're back with another episode. Sorry for being gone so long. We are back with our series. The next episode you're about to listen to is an episode that I recorded with one of our lender partners. Not our lender partner, what am I talking about? One of our insurance agent partners. With the insurance business, there's a lot of information that can be shared and that could be gained as far as knowledge and information that really the consumer doesn't know about. So what I'm hoping to do with this session with Jack is on a very regular basis, we're looking at posting once a week, talk about just insurance, right? So talk about homeowners insurance, talk about all things insurance with Jack. Jack has several years of experience that we'll be able to kind of learn from together. I'll ask the questions that maybe you have. You could also submit some questions. We're working on that feature right now, working on a feature for you to submit some questions. So this upcoming episode, like I said, it's an intro. I'm introducing Jack to you guys. And girls, y'all, I guess we could say y'all to be inclusive. Introducing Jack to everybody, and we're going to be working on a series where we talk about all things insurance. Jack actually specializes in all things insurance except for health insurance. So we'll be able to get into it about, like I said, about everything. And I'm your host for the Northern Virginia Real Estate Podcast, and my goal is to deconstruct the real estate market, be honest, upfront with you, hold no punches, and just tell you the real stuff that's going on. So without further ado, or further ado, let's jump into this episode. This episode is sponsored by Ask A Walker. Ask A Walker is a residential real estate sales company that specializes in helping homeowners in the Northern Virginia area sell their existing homes for the most amount of money in the least amount of time. Don't take my word for it. Here's a testimony from a satisfied customer. We want to express our sincere appreciation for the outstanding service provided by Ask A Walker in selling our home in Springfield, Virginia, and the purchase of our great home in Dumfries, Virginia. We couldn't be happier. Their manner of performance was absolutely exemplary. Our communication was constant, and prompt responses from Ask A Walker was paramount in this situation, and they came through each and every time. We were pleased to have a realtor team that had the utmost professional performance of duty. On numerous occasions, they performed above and beyond the call of duty. We are grateful that we asked Ask A Walker to represent us. The selling and home buying process worked out great. We would highly recommend them to all our friends and family. Your future looks bright because you are the very best, Lance and Rosa Moore. I just want to thank Lance and Rosa for those kind words. Are you thinking about selling your home in Northern Virginia? Are you interested in getting the most amount of money possible out of the sale of your home? If the answer is yes to either one of those questions, you need to request your complimentary handout with 75 plus steps to selling your home for top dollar in Northern Virginia. Ask A Walker put this guide together to give you practical steps to potentially increase the value of your home in any market. You can pick up this complimentary guide by visiting www.askawalker.com/75guide. In case you missed it, that website is www.askawalker.com/75GUIDE. Ask A Walker is your Northern Virginia real estate agent. providing you with answers to all of your real estate questions. Hi, this is Abraham Walker with Ask A Walker, your Northern Virginia real estate agent, and this is Monday, and so on Mondays we have our insurance guy come in and talk to us about a little insurance. Before we start that series or segment, I want to introduce you to our insurance guy with Bridge First. Here he is, the one and only. Should we call you, do you have a nickname, or do you want to just call you Jack?
Jack is good.
Jack is good. Is that the nickname? Jack is good.
Jack is the legal name, believe it or not. Yeah.
Excellent. So we have Jack here with Bridge First. In this video, I'm introducing you guys to Jack so that you can learn more about Jack. And then every Monday, we're going to come with some knowledge about the insurance industry. The important part for me and my business is that I partner with professionals who are very knowledgeable about their craft. And sometimes, in conversations we have, Jack is always teaching me things about insurance. And so I figured, you know what? We might as well capture this on video. Yeah, we might as well capture this on video. Yeah. All right, so we might as well capture this on video and share this out with the rest of the community. So let's learn a little bit about Jack. Jack, where are you originally from?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on here, Abraham, and doing this video segment with me. This is really cool. Appreciate you doing that.
My pleasure.
And, you know, introducing me to your network and all the people that are watching, so much appreciated. But
also, this is going to be a podcast as well.
So okay, this podcast is gonna, yeah. Too. Look at
so
that.
It's going to live a long time, so do well.
Yes. Okay, the pressure is on. You said, what, tell a little bit about myself?
Yeah, so where are you from?
Okay. So I am local to the area. So the business is based out of Alexandria now, in Kingstown, but I was born and raised in Annandale and Fairfax. So born at Fairfax Hospital, grew up in Annandale, went to Woodson High School, live in Arlington now. So I've been a Northern Virginia guy basically my entire life.
Sheesh. So you have a history of the area.
Yeah, absolutely.
So out of high school, where do you go next?
I went to college at Ohio University.
Nice.
Majored in management information systems, which is like IT and database development. Have done practically nothing related to that in my whole career. I think the best skill I learned out of that was working with other people because I couldn't code very well at all. So I was constantly dependent on the help of others, you know.
Yes.
Was a valuable skill that I learned. And then when I graduated from Ohio University, I was right back to the DC area. It was too cold up there for me.
That makes sense. So how did you transition from MIS? How did you go from MIS to insurance?
You know, just like I think so many people out there, basically just kind of stumbled into insurance. Started working at Liberty Mutual almost like right out of college.
Oh wow. Were you recruited to them or did you get introduced to them?
I actually don't even really remember. I was doing an internship that my dad had set me up with.
Nice.
That I wanted really no part of long term. and I think I was looking for any other opportunity. And, whether I was recruited or I found it online or whatever, sort of stumbled into it one way or the other. And I remember my, family was very worried about me doing a, commission-based career, right? As many of our families are when you kind of get into like a commission only or mostly commission related career in sales. A lot of times that tends to worry your family a little bit. But stumbled into Liberty Mutual, and I was there probably about 3.5 years, almost 4 years.
Okay.
And
which is good, right? Because a lot of people don't make it.
A lot of people don't make it 6 months.
Six months.
And actually, I could, honestly say that I was very nearly like one of those people too. In fact, I struggled a lot at first.
Right.
And it took me a while, over a year, to sort of find my footing and sort of develop my niche and you know, start to see results there.
Right.
And then, you know, after about, three years, really had kind of developed a passion for helping people with their insurance needs. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's a lot of networking and getting to know people and you know, obviously helping them with their insurance. And around that time, I noticed that a lot of agents, you know, had either fizzled out and it just wasn't really for them,
right?
Or they were sort of excelling and graduating onto the next thing. So, you know, sometimes I kind of joke, I you know, went to college, but then I graduated from Liberty Mutual University as well, and then you know, went on to launch my own agency with Dave, who I met at Liberty Mutual.
Okay, so you and Dave were both at Liberty Mutual.
We were like, you know, the cubes right across from each other. So, you know, we were always kind of competing and, you know, a lot bantering back and forth. And you know, turned into a good friendship. And then I had been kind of, for a long time, thinking about, you know, starting my own agency. And I think I had talked to Dave about it a lot. And then, you know, finally, I think Dave kind of talked me into putting our money where our mouth was and, you know, going for it and launching our own agency. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So now how long has Bridge First been in existence?
Right. So Bridge First is actually celebrating 6 years.
Oh, wow.
This month.
So. 6 years. Congratulations, man.
6 years. Yes. Yes. 6 years of business.
6 years.
We started as a scratch agency, which is sort of like, you know, lingo in the insurance industry is, you know, we started from nothing. We didn't like buy a book or whatever. We started with, you know, day one with zero clients, and then you start to build on that from there.
So, right. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, thank you.
And so now y'all went from two people to now y'all have...
From two to four and ever growing, you know?
Yeah. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So our team has Alex, who is an excellent producer, and Wade, who's our account manager and, you know, deals primarily with just kind of helping on the customer service side. And you know, we're always looking for good people, so anyone out there who likes insurance, let me know.
Okay, so what does your company handle? So what type of insurance do you all handle at this time?
So you know, I think part of the reason that we left Liberty Mutual in the end is that we were sort of limited to what their target market was and who their ideal client was.
You know,
so all these insurance companies take in so many factors when they're determining someone's like pricing or whatever, the coverages that they'll offer. They take in all these different factors, and you know, if the price sort of is what it is, and if you're not their target market, like, hey, we weren't winning the business, right?
Gotcha.
And so when we started Bridge First Insurance, we're now an independent agency, which is really just a fancy way to say we represent a bunch of companies. So we're not like, we're not tied to one company. So, you know, people are probably like, Bridge First Insurance, I've never seen their commercials.
Right.
Well, you know, Bridge First Insurance is Dave, it's me, it's Wade, it's Alex. You know, we are Bridge First Insurance. And then we partner with, you know, bigger insurance companies like Progressive, Erie, Safeco. And so we work with multiple insurance providers, which, you know, gives us a broader market. So, you know, hey, somebody might not be a great fit with one company, but they're the exact ideal client of another company.
Right.
And so it can help us get more competitive pricing for people. And, you know, then make that kind of gives us a little more leeway to make sure that they have the best possible protection and everything like that as well. And that didn't really answer your question.
It's
so.
Okay. It's okay.
But that's good information, but wasn't really answering the question. But, you know, but also we have a wider variety of product offerings too, because we work with multiple companies. So, I mean, it's your home, your condo, your renter's insurance, your car insurance, your motorcycle, you know, any of that kind of stuff. Umbrella insurance, boats. Yep. Got it. And then, you know, obviously business insurance. We can do business insurance as well. So we're pretty much, you know, pretty much anything you want to do insurance-wise, we can help you with it. We stay out of health insurance.
Okay, so
yeah, life health. Insurance. We do life insurance.
You do life insurance. So
it's the most important product that we sell. So, but pretty much just stay out of health insurance.
Okay, so everything except health.
Right.
So if it starts with insurance, this is your guy, except for health insurance.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's end this on some interesting facts about yourself. You have something important that's happening in a couple months. Yeah.
What could that be? Yeah, I'm getting married on July 11th, 7/11.
Nice.
So easy date to remember. That was one of the things I had input on. I was like, "What? 7/11 sounds like an easy day to remember moving forward." So
nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yep.
And this is your first wife, right?
Yeah, first wife. Yeah, first and only. Leah Civiello. Yeah, great girl. Also grew up in Annandale. So,
oh, did y'all know each other already?
No, we didn't know each other. You know, we had some like friends in common. She went to O'Connell, and I went to Woodson. So we had a couple like friends in common, but no, we didn't know each other. Both grew up in Annandale, like 20 minutes apart from each other. So
That's crazy. Well, congratulations, man.
Thank you. Yep, looking forward to that. So gives me a little extra motivation
to get some more contracts.
Yeah, that's right.
I understand.
That's right. Yeah, a little extra motivation never hurt.
So. Yes. Well, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a beautiful event. And congratulations to you and your with fiance.
Yes.
Fiance. Excellent. So let's wrap this up. So just to give you a little tidbit, or what's to come in the future. This is Jack. He's my insurance guy. So every Monday we're going to be releasing videos and content centered around all things insurance. If you have any questions that you would like Jack to answer, you can either drop them into the comments down below. On the next video, I'll even have a little web address for you to go to send your questions. You can just record them on your computer or on your smart device. Right, so Jack, thank you so much for coming today on this Insurance Monday. And my name is Abraham Walker, that's Gay Walker, you know, the Virginia real estate agent. If you need to get in touch with me, you can reach me on my cell phone, 703-539-2053. And Jack, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Yeah, well, hey, as a personal insurance agent, a lot of my clients view me as their best friend in insurance. So, you know, they can reach me on my personal cell, 571-212-8881, or jack@bridgefirstinsurance.com. www.bridgefirstinsurance.com is a good way to find us, too.
Excellent, excellent. Well, good. Well, we'll see you on the next video. Peace.
See you then. It's a wrap.
very nice.
You like that, just the at the end there? Yeah.
Before you go, I want to thank you for listening to my podcast about Northern Virginia real estate. Hopefully this episode made you a more informed homeowner. Do me two favors before you go. Positively rate my podcast on iTunes. Your positive ratings really help. Subscribe to my podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Pocket Cast, a hand-cranked radio. Be sure to share this episode with a friend. Until the next episode, peace.